Go ahead and turn your Bibles to Proverbs 19, verse 20. It's kind of funny because usually I'm stumbling up the stairs, so that's good. If there is anyone here that has already achieved perfection concerning their Christian walk, then my talk will not apply to you. However, if you're like me and still have a long ways to go to get close to even becoming the Christian that you want to be, then I hope you'll find this helpful. In Proverbs 19:20, King Solomon, the son of David, tells us to listen to advice and accept instruction that you may gain wisdom in the future. As I'm about to start a new life, going to college in the fall, this verse really hits me. I know that because wisdom to me about the Lord is the utmost importance to me in my life. The problem, though, is that us humans usually turn to our own wisdom. One, we won't keep an open mind to hear the truth, or we choose to ignore it. Two, we put up defenses and make excuses on why what we are doing is okay. Three, we won't do what we know is right, just because sometimes what we know is right isn't as fun. We focus on the present, thinking that Christ's return is farther into the future, that we have more time to prepare for that. The solution is to first realize that true wisdom comes from God. Proverbs 9:10 states that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. So what does that mean for us? It means that Jesus can come at any time. If we aren't prepared, which means not following his word and straying from the path that he wants us to walk, then we won't be saved. When we hear something that is contrary to the life that we have been living as a Christian, we need to act on it now. So how do we seek wise instruction? Well, first, read the Bible. It says God read the word. Because as we grow in wisdom, we become more mature Christians. I'll talk a little more on that later. Second, we seek and accept instruction from those who are older or wiser, not just your best friend who tells you what you want to hear. Third, we need to be more awake, physically and mentally. And that will lead to spiritually, which means starting off getting enough sleep. You can't be alert with only 4 hours of sleep, no matter how hard you've tried. It also means being ready to learn, doing your lessons before class, taking notes, whatever you can to help you absorb what you are being taught. Fourth, try to understand what you're learning and try to apply it to your lives without laying excuses into your reasoning. But what happens if we don't seek instruction? Well, then we're not living on solid ground. We're not turning to God's word or wise instruction. We're not ready for solid food, as it reads in Hebrews 5, verse 12 to 14. For it reads, "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the actual words of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unacquainted with the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to distinguish between good and evil." What does that mean? Well, this scripture is telling us that if we don't seek wisdom, we are still infants in Christ. As a child grows and learns how to chew, so should a Christian grow and learn how to discern God's word. The only way to grow is to seek his word and learn how to apply it to our lives. So, in conclusion, we need to be growing in our faith continually. The way to do that is to seek wise instruction and ignore worldly wisdom. To accept wise instruction, we must have an open mind and be ready to learn. To practice listening without making excuses for our own opinion. And three, act on what we hear. So that we are prepared for when Christ returns. The more we seek wise instruction, the more it becomes a positive cycle of growth, constantly improving on our weaknesses so that we become more prepared for when Christ returns. Thank you.